This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Science experiments are hard enough, but what about doing science experiments in space? Today, a group of students is heading to NASA's Reduced Gravity Education Flight Program, and yes, that is exactly what you think it is. The plane flies up and down and up and down and approximates zero gravity so the young scientists can do their work. Ish Sanchez is studying mechanical engineering at San Jose State University, and the experiment he and his team is conducting has to do with trash disposal in space. Ish, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ben.
What do you know about working in a near-zero gravity environment? What challenges are you expecting up there?
Well, your whole outlook on life up until this point when you experience zero gravity is completely shifted. So there is no up and down. There is no sidewalls. The mere act of pushing a button can send you off in another direction.
Your team is studying space debris. Tell me a little bit about your experiment and why you can't or don't want to do it on the ground.
So we're interested in studying in-space manufacturing or even asteroid mining that we may potentially have in the future.
What is your strategy for these precious few minutes of zero gravity time?
Our experiment is really simple. We're just cutting some long carbon fiber cylindrical rods with a shear, which you can imagine as this big lobster claw that just kind of crushes the boom. And what we hope to gain is to see the different particle trajectories that happen from cutting in zero gravity.
So you can figure out where to position the trash bags of the future to catch them.
Exactly.
All right, so do you want to go even further into space? What are your plans after graduation?
This is my goal, and this is how I kind of define my life, and that is I want to push the space frontier. So I want to make space access for everyone, not just these astronauts that we invest millions of dollars in.
Ish Sanchez studies mechanical engineering at San Jose State University. He's also part of a group of students participating in NASA's Reduced Gravity Education Flight Program. Ish, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben. I really appreciate your time.